successful people say. I had to sacrifice family in order to get the success that I got. And I had to sacrifice time with them. And I wasn't home. And I wasn't, and sometimes my kids resented me for not being home. And I wasn't able to give the time that I wanted to give and be present, even for funerals, for cookouts, for birthdays, for the first walk, for the first turnover from an infant. And some people were not even able to be present when their child was born. So redirected ambition is what we want to talk about tonight in marital issues. So many times we get caught up with trying to provide, trying to sustain a lifestyle for our families. And sometimes, unfortunately, right now, jobs are requiring a lot of our time. I can't even imagine like people who work for Amazon right now or people who work for UPS right now, because I promise you, hey, Stacey Harris, I promise you, people are working long hours. They have been able to had to be at work. And before COVID-19, families were breaking apart and resentment was happening and people were not able to be present and to be loved and to show their family that they love each other because they were just gone. The parent was just gone. Matter of fact, I remember a parent actually saying that, you know, between the schools and the streets, that's what's raising my child right now. And there's nothing I can do about it because I have to work three jobs just to make ends meet. People do, guys, they try to do all that they can. But in marriages, we have to be cognitive of that ambition. Sometimes we just have a love for money, or we like to make money and we want to make sure we have nice things and live in a big house and drive a nice car and have prestige. And is that really important? Well, we get a little older and we find out not so much, because when we die, we can't take it with us. So I just want people to actually think about, if you're in relationships, COVID-19 gave us a wake-up call because it forced us back into the home. It forced us hard. I was one of them, guys. When I tell you I went to a class or a meeting almost every night of the week, my kids were not seeing me. My husbands were the ones who would raise the kids, get the homework done, and then I come in at 8 o'clock at night. Because I was striving for knowledge, striving for a way to break through the paycheck to paycheck and get around people who found a way out of the rat race and try to figure myself out to see if I can get out of the rat race. And what I found was my ambition actually kept me from being the mother that I was supposed to be. And the sad part is that I did not get a chance to realize that before being older, you know, and then all of a sudden realizing that my kids are grown. Now they're out of college. Now they're on their own. And now they have their own families. And wow, where did that time go? I really did not actually know where the time went. And it hurts, guys, when you put ambition above love, when you put ambition above family, when you put ambition above being the parent that you need to be for your family. Please just take my advice. It's just not worth it, because I promise you, all of the things that we want to do, and it's in what I say is good intentions, but the impact on our children is that we're not there. And when other people, like gang members, say, "We're your family now," what are we supposed to do? Because we're not home. We're at work. We're not even paying attention. We're so tired. We're not even looking at what the kids are doing or not doing because we don't have time. We're running from one job to the next job to the next job. And I'm this parent. That's why I'm telling you, I was this parent, because I when you learn better, you do better. But I promise you, when you're a single parent and you get married and then you get divorced, and then you have to be a single parent again, get married, then you get divorced, you're a single parent again, And then you get married again, which I've been married 3 times. So that's how I'm able to have a little expertise in this married thing. That's why I'm bringing you these 12 lessons, because I've learned some things on how to destroy relationships. So I just want you to just take a look back and just see if there's anything that you can do differently. Even now, even though your kids are grown out of the house, can you still spend time with them? Even if they don't want to spend time with you, text them every day and say, hey, baby, your mama's thinking about you, or your dad's thinking about you. Yo, bro, what's up? You know, your daddy just want to know how you doing. Thumbs up, thumbs down. Just let you know I'm around. You know, that kind of deal. You just want to make sure that they know you're there. Because when I tell you these streets are trying to take our kids, when I tell you they are up against a lot, and when I tell you, I promise you, going out of your door every day is a task to come home in our community, I just want you to be cognitive of that. Check on your children. Check on your husband. Even if you're not married anymore, you want to check on them. You want to kind of, you know, just say, I'm not trying to get back with you. I just want to check, make sure everything's all good. You my baby's dad in. Want to check on you, make sure you're all right. But just check on people. Check on your next door neighbors. Don't let ambition and money and drive and having nice things cloud your judgment from love, intimacy, and being in family. Family is important. And if it's not important to you right now because you don't get along with everybody in your family and you weren't treated good in your family, I get it. But you can treat your kids good. You can start a new trend, even if you were abused as a child and don't like your family members and don't want to go around them. You can change your future. It has nothing to do with the past. So just make sure you just, ambition, you got to redirect it sometimes. You still got to make your money because, trust me, Duke Power, the water bill, mortgages, car payments, car insurance, credit card bills, and any other type of bills that we have accumulated, they are real and they have to be paid. So when I say I get it, I get it. I mean, I don't even remember the last time I just had one job and just doing one thing for even a significant period of time. I've always had several different things happening, several things going on. And even my own husband, he would be like, baby, you're always on a Zoom. When are you going to spend time with me? And guess what I said? Right now, I said, I'm going to make time for you. And if I have to be on a Zoom for work, or if I have to be on a Zoom for my coaching practice or whatever I'm doing, I'm still going to carve out time where there's no other time but me and you time, baby. And I make sure he knows he's important to me, because sometimes my ambition can get in the way of trying to get out this rat race that I forget that there's people in my life that care about me, that love me, and all they want is me. And I want to make sure that I give them me. I give them their quality time. I give them what they need. I give them their conversation. I don't care if they're talking about Kool-Aid. What kind of Kool-Aid you like, baby? Well, I like grape. I'm a grape Kool-Aid fool. I mean, if you got grape Kool-Aid, it'll be in there 3 hot seconds because I love some grape Kool-Aid. I mean, just talk about whatever they want to talk about. Do better, even if you're in the same room with them. Don't just be in a room with them. Talk to the people you're in the room with. Put your cell phone down. Turn it off. If you can't turn your cell phone off, you need to go to Cell Phone Anonymous because you have a problem. I have a problem. So I have to turn it off. I have to absolutely tune out and disconnect from this world and say, look, I'm going to spend some time with my family because there'll be somebody calling. Somebody need coaching. Somebody need me at work. Somebody doing everything. And I need to just shut down. I need to shut down and redirect my ambition to being more ambition about family and not as ambition about money. I'm just telling you, when I tell you money can take your mind off your family real quick. And when you're making good money, all of a sudden you want more money. So greed can creep on in there. And you don't even know it's in there because you like being able to say, hey, I can get it. I can take care of it. Oh, we can go here. You like that. So you want to do more of that. And you want to be in a situation where you can afford whatever you want to. You want to buy what you want to buy, go where you want to go, do what you want to do. Adam's family, right? But is that important? Family has, oh, Mark said they have a cell phone basket. When they get together, turn the cell phone off, put it in the basket. That's a great idea, Mark. You want to turn the cell phone off. Don't look, if your kids or your family members or your significant others bring the cell phone to the table, no cell phone at my table. No. We need to turn the cell phone off, love one another, redirect your ambition, and make sure that you know the people that are around you are important to you and you start acting like it. I'm telling you, it doesn't take a long time. Quality time is better than quantity time. It really is. But quality times mean your complete and undivided attention doing and talking about something that the other person wants to do and talk about. Don't be so selfish even as you spending time with people. They doing and talking about what you want to do and talk about because that's selfishness. The lust of money can ruin families. I totally, absolutely, 100% agree. And I promise you, it does. It can completely ruin families, have kids resenting their parents for never being there. They own drugs, they own alcohol, they being promiscuous out in the streets just to try to get attention. Absolutely. This stuff happens every day, guys. And we got to change this thing around. We got to make family good and attractive again. People don't even want to get married today. You talk about getting married, people like, I have a good relationship right now, like we got it right now. And it's like they don't even have any value because they done seen their mama get divorced, their uncle and cousin get divorced, and everybody had this nasty divorce and people ain't speaking to each other and they arguing and fussing just to be in the same room. They'd be like, oh no, I don't want none of that. I like love. I like passion. I like being happy. If we get married, there's some type of voodoo gonna happen. And we ain't gonna be happy no more. So I want you guys to know, redirect your ambition. Really think about what's important to you. Really think about if money became nothing but a piece of paper, what would you have? This is It's All About You right now. Thank you guys for tuning in. I sure certainly do appreciate the support and the love. Please go and visit my website at www.itsallaboutyou.solutions. Please hit me up on Facebook or just give me a call, 336-618-1670. This is Sharon, your friendly neighborhood life coach. Thanks so much for tuning in. Love you. Bye. Thank you.